This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Epic Fury is different. It's laser-focused. It's decisive. Destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild. Destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon.
The regime is in collapse, and the people are starting to turn against them. We're starting to see defections.
Iran is just a military operation to me. Iran is something that was essentially largely over in 2 or 3 days.
But report the reality. We're winning decisively and on our terms.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 42. So, I want to read you a couple of stories. Some illegal alien updates too from the local newscasts. Chief Justice John Roberts, federal U.S. Supreme Court, says personal hostility toward judges has got to stop. Oh, really? How about this, Judge? How about the judges' hostility towards the United States population has got to stop? How about that? How about they go first? How about people? People will be a lot less angry if your judges that were appointed by Biden and Obama will stop trying to screw over the United States of America and the Constitution. How about this one? Last September, the federal electric vehicle tax credit was discontinued. Again, the federal tax credit on electric vehicles was discontinued as of September 30th. Jared, would you like to take a guess whether sales went up or down since that day has happened?
I'm going to say they've gone down.
41%. I'm surprised it's only 41%.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
Of the nearly 1.2 million vehicles registered in January, fully electric models are 5.1% share of the market, down from 8.3% a year earlier.
How dare you?
I know. I got more bad news for you, Greta. Gasoline vehicles are up to 76.6% of Hybrids aren't doing badly though. They have 14.7%. Consumers have shown a preference for hybrid vehicles. Meanwhile, Kia, Nissan, VW, and Tesla have cut the production of certain models of EVs. Not an unexpected trend. this is one of my favorite stories. I've been promoting the idea of denaturalizing all of these third world bastards that have come into the country to steal and rob and cheat and drive drunk and murder. And everybody says, "Oh, they're not going to do that, Howie. They're not going to do that." Well, listen to this. This is from the other day in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami. A Haitian-born fraudster is... he's Haitian-born, okay? You don't need to say so frauds. Has been stripped of his U.S. citizenship after defrauding COVID-19 relief programs of millions of dollars. and concealing his criminal conduct during the naturalization process. U.S. District Judge Rodney Smith entered an order revoking the citizenship of Joff Stenro Filisant, 25, of Fort Lauderdale and Port-au-Prince, after determining that Filisant illegally procured his citizenship by making false statements to immigration officials. In total, Filisant and his fellow Haitian co-conspirators prepared and submitted 40 fraudulent loan applications, obtaining nearly $3.8 million in loan proceeds. Filisant, the Haitian fraudster, personally received approximately $549,000 through the scheme in the form of loan proceeds and kickbacks. And now he's going back to Haiti. Isn't that sad? One down, 30 million to go. All right, here's the illegal alien update. This is a Florida. This is from Florida. Cut 13.
A man is behind bars after deputies say he molested a child at an Oakland Park 7-Eleven. Deputies say security footage caught Faustino Gonzalez-Lopez groping a 9-year-old girl when her mother was buying ice on Monday. They say he felt her chest and grabbed her buttocks several times. Deputies say Gonzalez-Lopez stuck his hand down her shorts and even lifted her off her feet before stopping as he noticed her mother. He now faces several charges like false imprisonment and lewd and lascivious molestation.
He said, "I didn't do anything that my hero, Joe Biden, who brought me to the United States, didn't do to Tara Reid." Ohio, cut 14.
This man here, 49-year-old Andrew Brown, was arrested on April 30th with two counts of pandering sexually oriented material of a minor. Court documents say he was a volunteer teacher at Worthington Adventist Academy as well as a youth minister at Worthington Seventh-day Adventist Church. The complaint listed his home address, the same as the principal at Worthington Academy. On the school's site, Principal Delthonic Gordon Brown says in her bio, she is married to Andrew and they have one son. I went to the home listed in the complaint.
He's Jamaican.
Hi, I'm Jeremiah with ABC6. Do you know Andrew Brown?
Yes.
I'm looking for a little bit more information, a few questions.
Oh,
are you?
We are not able.
Okay.
We are the parents of his wife.
Okay. So his wife is the...
Yes, how much welfare are you guys getting, Gramps, Granny?
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, do you guys know what's going on with...
We cannot speak to that.
According to the criminal complaint, Brown says he is from Jamaica and was here in the country on an expired visa.
Huh?
And he often looked at child porn in Jamaica. Investigators say they seized approximately 21 devices at Brown's home that was filled with disturbing images and videos.
Why do you want to move here to the civilization, other than the welfare, of course? Because you get a better type of child porn up here? Is that why you want to come up here? Oh, okay. Now, this next one, I don't even think they mentioned that it's an illegal alien, but it is an illegal alien. He's only here at the age of 18 to drive drunk without a driver's license and kill Americans that Americans can't be bothered killing anymore. This is from Charlotte, North Carolina. Cut 15.
18-year-old is now facing charges in a deadly crash in East Charlotte. This happened back in January on Shamrock Drive. Officers say a Kia Forte was now speeding before losing control and then colliding with a telephone pole. It's unclear whether impairment was a factor in the crash at the time.
See, senor, it was.
18-year-old Anthony Santos now was pronounced dead on the scene. Now, 2 months later, officers arrested this person right here, 18-year-old Ronnie Briones Magera, in connection with the crash. He was also injured at the time. Now, Briones Magera now is facing multiple charges ranging from murder to larceny, as officers now say they later discovered the vehicle had been reported stolen.
And again, Charlotte being a woke community, even though it's in North Carolina on the border of South Carolina, they don't mention that he's an illegal alien. He's an undocumented non-worker. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. 978. They're just committing the fraud that Americans can't be bothered to commit. I know. Yeah. I would like to see a survey to know how much of the COVID fraud in all of the programs across the way, PPP, EIDL, PUA, all these programs, there were a bunch of them. I'd like to know how much money was stolen by illegal aliens. Legal aliens and U.S. citizens. I'm guessing that illegal aliens got to be up around 40-45% of the theft. They were really good at it. 844-500-4242. For most people, getting a prescription medication is always a hassle. You wait weeks for a doctor's appointment just to get a simple prescription. Then you have to deal with insurance, pharmacy lines, and hoping they even have it in stock and don't send you across town to a different drugstore to get it. But there is one pharmacy doing it a smarter way, and I've been telling you about them for a while now. That's All Family Pharmacy. Here's how it works. You go online, choose what you need, you fill out a quick medical form. One of their licensed doctors reviews it, writes the prescription if it's appropriate for you, and they ship it right to your door. They've got antibiotics, antivirals, ivermectin, mebendazole, NAD+, and hundreds of other prescription medications you might need at home. No waiting rooms, no pharmacy lines, just the way it should work. If you like being prepared, this is one of the smartest things you can do. I always keep ivermectin around now that I've discovered All Family Pharmacy. I thought I felt a little bit of a cold coming on last night, so I popped two ivermectins. I'm all okay today. It's great to have it on hand and not have to go through all the rigmarole of getting a prescription. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Spring is just around the corner, and to celebrate, Nauset Beach Inn has a special offer for my listeners. Until June 15th, all dogs and pets are free. This is a huge savings, as the usual charge is $69.99 a night. And take advantage of Nauset Beach Inn's off-season rates starting at $199 a night in March. To book today, go to NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what should happen to the pampered children of genocidal Iranian mullahs living here in the Great Satan? Fired from their jobs, jailed until the war ends, deported ASAP, or left alone?
Deported ASAP.
92% of the audience say deported ASAP. 4% for jailed until the war ends, fired from their jobs, and left alone, both at 2%.
All right. 844-500-4242. As if Maine didn't have enough problems. Senator Fake Indian from Massachusetts has endorsed Graham Plattner. We have to play this one just to let people hear this, people in Maine especially. And again, whatever happened to solidarity between ancient septuagenarian women, soon to be octogenarian women? Why isn't she with Janet Mills? Cut 10.
I'm endorsing Graham Plattner for Senate in Maine. And here's the reason why. Graham Plattner is the real deal. He's a fighter, and he's ready to take that fight to Washington. Graham actually knows hard work. He's an oyster farmer in Maine.
Right.
Graham knows the consequences of Donald Trump sending our service members to fight endless wars in the Middle East. He's a combat veteran who was deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Look at his tattoo.
And he understands what's happening to working people when there's not someone fighting like hell for your family. We've already seen it. Hospitals are closing down. Gas prices
because of the illegal aliens.
Illegal tariffs have made everything more expensive.
Everything.
And now we're at war with Iran. Oh, and God forbid you want to buy a home. Look, people are hurting, and people are ready to vote for someone who will actually fight for them. Not just nibble around the edges, not just wimp out at holding the rich and powerful accountable. Graham Plattner has the grit to go against the grain
and he has
and
the
to
tattoos
for what is right.
And he went to Hotchkiss
and
school.
And people in Maine are fired up and excited for change. You know what? That's the energy, that's the fighting spirit that the Democratic Party needs now more than ever.
For working
Graham
class
Plattner
people.
Can help us win back the Senate, and he can help us build a country that doesn't just work for a tiny sliver.
And you can believe me or my
top,
name isn't cheap
but a
spreading ball.
That works for working families.
Working families. Whenever you hear a Democrat talking about working families, you should translate it in your mind, non-working. I want to help the working class, non-working class. I want to help working families, non-working. And also, by the way, families, very, very few of the working families that Democrats want to help are really families. Dad's not around. Dad's either in prison or he's on the lam. And even if he is around, he's not listed on the birth certificate because that would cut down on the welfare payments. Because everybody in the working families is on welfare. And none of them work. 844-500-4242. 508, fake Indian endorsement of Plattner over Janet Mills is hag on hag crime. 207. So the Indian endorsed the Nazi. Yes. Yes. That's the way to... Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, you know what my favorite invention was?
What's that?
It's the cell phone, because you can put it to your ear, walk around, nobody's on the line, but you can scream to a banshee, and people think you're sane, but you're actually a Democrat. And I wanted to write a song about the Democrats, but Barbara Streisand already beat me to it with Sending the Clowns.
Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. Maine hospitals are closing down because of bad Democrat policies. Everything she mentioned has been exacerbated, if not totally caused, by bad Democrat policies. And... you know, she is such a fraud. Beyond being a fake Indian and a total race fraud, and she wants people to she's for a wealth tax. She wanted to put a wealth tax on people. You know, like if you have $50 million, you have to pay $1 million. Who's going to decide how much you're worth, by the way? And then how are you supposed to come up with the $1 million if you own, say, like paintings or real estate or stock investments? You just have to liquidate to come up with the money. But at the same time, she's for a wealth tax on people. When she lived in Cambridge, she didn't pay her excise tax on her automobiles. I mean, I paid my excise tax on my automobiles in Cambridge even after I fled Cambridge, you know, because they still kept sending me my excise tax bills and I didn't want to get hassled. So I paid it. It was like $30 a year. I paid it for 2 or 3 years. She didn't pay it when she was living in a mansion. I was living in a rent-controlled apartment and I paid it, and she didn't pay it. These Democrats, they are just amazingly bad. Amazingly hypocritical. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Davey boy, Northampton, Mass.
Yes.
Out here by your alma mater in Old Deerfield, right?
Yes, indeed.
Listen. We love you out here, brother.
Thank you.
Doing a good job. And the thing is, yesterday mentioned about Kamala Harris there.
Yeah.
Don't forget, remember our first lady, Hillary Clinton, said bomb Iran. Remember that one?
Yes. Yeah, they all said bomb Iran. Yeah. They've all, she said it in 2007 that she would, the first thing she would do would be to bomb Iran. Now it's a terrible thing because Donald Trump's doing it. Thanks for the call, Dave. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy has a great point here about the fake Indian. Hey, Liawatha, just imagine how many people could afford a home if they received an interest-free loan like you did, you total fraud. Yeah. Yeah, she bought her mansion on Linnean Street, which is within walking distance of Harvard Square and her favorite cheese shops. It's worth, I think it's worth about $7-8 million now. She bought that with an interest-free loan from Harvard University. You know why she got an interest-free loan? Because she was the first woman of color to become a professor at Harvard Law School. How did they know she was a woman of color? She checked the box. In fact, she wasn't a woman of color. She didn't have a Bureau of Indian Affairs card. She didn't have a DNA test that proved she had any Indian blood. All she had was her papa saying that she had high cheekbones like all the Indians do. She lied about everything. She said that her parents had to elope because the mother was an Indian. And the fact is, they eloped. They went over to the next town because it was cheaper than getting married in the Baptist church in their hometown in Oklahoma. They eloped not because of racism, but to save a few bucks. And then after getting married in the church next door, probably, or maybe in the town next door, probably by a JP, a justice of the peace, they went back for a reception in their own hometown. Everything she said was BS. Total BS. And now, and you know, as someone from Maine points out, this is a woman who, when she ran for president in 2020, she couldn't win her adopted home state of Massachusetts. She couldn't even finish second in her adopted home state of Massachusetts. She finished third in Massachusetts. Third. 844-500-4242. But the people of Maine should listen to her, says the guy from Maine. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, Howie. Excuse me. Thank you for picking up the call. I don't know if this is a conspiracy theory, like Alex Jones or the moon is made of cheese, but supposedly Mossad is seeing China, which is 1,000 miles away north of Iran. They're bringing this heavy equipment through Russia, and then they're going to go into Iran, which is going to be welcoming them, and they're going to be just taking over Saudi Arabia, Oman.
Yeah, I don't see that in the picture, Robert. I mean, you can read anything you want on the internet, but apparently there were some ships coming in to northern Iran from Russia on the Caspian Sea. That's the that's the sea. It's an inland fresh. I think it's freshwater, an inland freshwater, huge place, huge sea like a Great Lake, probably bigger. And the ships are coming in from Russia to the Iranian port. And yesterday the IDF or the USAF took it out, took out all those ships, took out all those docks all those ports. They're not going to be bringing in any more. There is a story in one of the Israeli newspapers today saying, I think it's from Mossad, and they're saying, yeah, we've really set back, at this point, we've really set back the Iranians. They don't have any nuclear capability, ballistic capability, but we can't be sure how long that will remain if the Chinese decide to help. So I don't know, but I wouldn't put too much confidence in the Chinese and the Russians helping them out at this particular point. 844-500-4242. You want to hear some real nonsense? Joe Kent, this is the guy that worked for Tulsi Gabbard, and then he was leaking allegedly, and the FBI is supposedly investigating him for leaking. He may be arrested soon. He ran for Congress. He's a decorated war veteran. His wife was killed in 2019 in one of the endless wars. And he was a big Trump guy, and then he decided it would be a good career move to follow in the footsteps of Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and Megyn Kelly. And so he flipped. And he set up an interview with Tucker Carlson, and then he sent his letter of resignation in to quit, and put it, of course, on social media, because that's what you do, right? Yeah, I put everything on social media. So listen to this. See if you believe this. This is what he told Tucker Carlson. Joe Kent, former candidate for Congress, former counterintelligence expert in the Trump administration. Cut 7.
Was Iran on the verge of getting a nuclear weapon?
No, they weren't, 3 weeks ago when this started, and they weren't in June either. I mean, the Iranians have had a religious ruling, a fatwa, against actually developing a nuclear weapon since 2004. That's been in place since 2004. That's available in the public sphere. But then also, we had no intelligence to indicate that fatwa was being disobeyed or it was on the cusp of being lifted. The Iranian strategy, it's actually pretty pragmatic. The Iranians are obviously aware of what's taking place in their region. And their strategy was to not completely abandon their nuclear program, because they saw what happened to Muammar Gaddafi in Libya when he said, hey, I've got no more nukes. I'll do what you say. I'll give up my nukes.
And we gave him the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, we regime changed him, and he was executed by his own people in the most horrific way.
Oh, sodomized by a bayonet. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why then did the envoys from the Islamic Republic tell Witkoff and Jared Kushner that they had enough enriched uranium to build 11 nuclear weapons, because they weren't planning to build them? Is that why they told them that? They were bragging about how much enriched uranium they had. Please. Joe Kent thinks he's Clark Kent, says 508. Yeah. 844-500-4242. So this is CIA Director John Ratcliffe, former congressman from Texas, former assistant U.S. attorney. I put more confidence in John Ratcliffe than I would in Joe Kent. Joe, don't call me Clark Kent. Cut 9.
Is the Iranian regime committed to America's destruction, in your opinion?
Yes.
Does the Iranian regime have American blood on their hands since its founding in 1979?
Yes.
Has Iran plotted assassination attempts against Americans on American soil?
Yes.
Was Iran developing a nuclear weapon prior to our military action last June? And did Iran remain committed to developing a nuclear weapon in the lead up to this conflict?
Yeah, so I want to clarify on that, because there's been much talk about a fatwa against the development of a nuclear weapon.
Can you come back to that 1 second? Let me finish.
Yeah, you bet. Okay?
If left unchecked, do you think Iran would have the ability to develop missiles capable of reaching the United States?
Yes.
Did Israel force the U.S.'s hand and make us take action, as some have claimed?
No.
Director Gabbard, do you agree with the CIA director's assessment on that last question in particular?
I wish we had him answering about this fatwa. Who's buying that? 844-500-4242. So this is Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, talking about what's happening in Iran. with everybody is running away, and how they're tracking the money. The Treasury tracks cash across the globe, so he would know. You know, where you keep your money is an indication of where your confidence or lack thereof is in the future. Cut five.
The regime is in collapse, and the people are starting to turn against them. We're starting to see defections. At Treasury, we now know where the Iranian leadership bank accounts are, those are being frozen. And we will hold them and see who comes forward in terms of defections. But we're starting to see defections throughout the regime, and that's how this ends.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the pictures on social media? Again, I watch Tusi TV, but you can get it elsewhere and on YouTube, all these channels. They have people taking pictures. They used to have these checkpoints with the Basij, the paramilitaries, the Antifa of Tehran, the brown shirts, and they were showing them last night. They've all been abandoned because the Israelis hit so many of them with the drones. I mean, you don't need to hit a lot of them with drones for the it's the kind of publicity money can't buy, you know. A few checkpoints get hit with drones and blown up. Pretty much everybody takes a powder, does a Dixie, takes it on the lam. There's nobody there. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 781. This can't really believe that the fatwa that they built when they built those underground nuclear reactors. What a joke! No, this is a good career move for him. He's not a lawyer. He's not going to be elected to Congress. So what are his options? He's going to become an influencer. He's going to become a minor league Tucker Carlson. He's going to become a white Candace Owens. That's all. That's what this is all about. Hate to be a cynic. Spring is just around the corner, and to celebrate, Nauset Beach Inn has a special offer for my listeners. Until June 15th, all dogs and pets are free. This is a huge savings, as the usual charge is $69.99 a night. So if you stay three nights, that's over $200 in savings. You can bring your dog at no charge when you mention Howie sent you. Imagine waking up at sunrise, strolling just 100 yards to Nauset Beach and enjoying it all with your dog. Sometimes you have to leave man's best friend at daycare, but not at pet-friendly Nauset Beach Inn. You're happier and so is your dog. You will enjoy off-season holiday with an ocean view from every room and a fireplace to warm up in after a day full of adventure. Take advantage of Nauset Beach Inn's off-season rates starting at in March, $199 a night. In April, $219.99 a night. In May, $249.99. And in June, $339.99 per night. These rates with a view cannot be beat. That's why 60% of Howie Carr listeners return to the Nauset Beach Inn after their first stay. Pets are limited to certain units, so it is first come, first served. Nauset Beach Inn, a short drive to a vacation that feels far, far away. To book today, go to NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
This was an interesting interview with an illegal alien who was deported from Chicago. And he was interviewed in the UK by The Guardian or something. And his name, the, he didn't want his name used, but they called him Ted. And he admits that he was in the U.S. illegally, and he had a job, and he'd been here for years, but he'd never been normalized, as they say. He'd never gone and gotten his papers, and he says he had it coming. So this guy's name is Ted. This is the kind of illegal alien that I can appreciate. Number one, he's not here anymore. And number two, he worked. I don't think he was on welfare before he left. But he admits he did wrong. None of these people want to admit that they did wrong coming here and just flopping and going on welfare for all these years. But, you know, this guy who didn't go on welfare is willing to admit he shouldn't have been here. Cut 16, Ted.
Unlawful presence after learning that I was unlawfully present. I should have been deported. In the summer or early autumn of last year, I was arrested, detained, and deported by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Chicago. I was actually on the way to the airport heading to a friend's wedding. I had just gotten in an Uber on the way to the airport from my apartment. They had a specific warrant for me. I wasn't picked up in a raid. They came looking for me. They knew my work schedule. They'd been monitoring me. This one I took as I was in ICE custody. And then those are actually these pants right here. From there, I was taken to a county jail where I was detained in a cell with maybe 40 other detainees. I was there for 3 weeks. Then I was loaded onto an American Airlines flight and taken to London Heathrow Airport, at which point I was released.
Ted, who's asked us to change his name, is a British national, but his parents took him to live in the US as a child without proper documentation.
So my first removal order was when I was 12 years old, 2013.
Despite his deportation, he does still support Trump's immigration policies.
Unlawful presence after learning that I was unlawfully present, right? I'm not making excuses. I should have been deported. There is an illegal immigration crisis in America, and any president who wants a lawfully ordered nation has the right and the duty and the obligation to enforce deportation. And yet with what just happened in Minnesota, you saw these leftist agitators that were impeding law enforcement. They were obstructing the enforcement of the law in attempts to detain and deport illegal immigrants, especially criminal illegal immigrants. And what Trump did is he pulled the Department of Homeland Security out of Minnesota. I think if anything, if he were being consistent with his policies, he should have brought in the National Guard and doubled down.
How come we can't get illegal aliens like Ted anymore in the country? he summed it up, you know? And that's not one of the guys who really had to go. But you know what? If you're gonna be a nation of laws, you can only have one set of laws. If you have two sets of laws, one for the loudmouths, for the Ilhan Omars, for the Haitian fraudsters who was just denaturalized. If you have one set and you give them a free ride, but you don't give a free ride to people like Ted, then pretty soon you don't have two sets of laws. You have no sets of laws. And that's the way it is. It's obvious, isn't it? That's why you always eventually have a breakdown or a revolution when you have two sets of laws, because the people who are on the downside, the people who aren't benefiting from the law, are going to take it badly. They're going to notice it big time. And, you know, that's what's happening. That's what's happening now. That's why Trump is president again, because everybody understood that the illegal aliens were getting everything handed to them and that they could get away with literally murder and nothing would happen to them. They could drive drunk and kill people and get 2.5 years, as we talked about yesterday. And it's just not going to play out long term. 844-500-4242. And for Karen Spilka, the state senate president who compared Donald Trump's legal removal of criminals to the Holocaust and Jews being hunted down in Germany. That got picked up by the libs of TikTok. Good. I'm glad people are outside Massachusetts are seeing how insane our leaders have become. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.